This is Donna, and this is the Feldenkrais podcast. We'll be doing a Feldenkrais lesson. And to get more information about the Feldenkrais method, please go to FeldenkraisSD.com, and that'll give you some resources and some information about the method. So it's FeldenkraisSD.com, Feldenkrais.com. There's also some videos and maybe some interesting things on Feldenkrais San Diego Facebook. So you're invited to join there too. And we're going to do a lesson, so please lie on your back and get comfortable there. If you need a pad under your head, place something under your head if you need that to be comfortable there. And spend a few moments just listening to how you make contact as you lie on the floor like this. What parts of you feel heavy? Where you weight it? Listen to how your weight's distributed as you lie on your back. And you'll notice that there are parts of you that have more weight and other parts that are lighter. Observe the legs, the arms, the length of the spine. Part of the back of the head touches the floor as you lie like this. And notice your breathing. What can you observe about the breath? So to begin, please take the chin toward the throat and away from the throat. So it could be a very small movement of maybe half an inch, inch and a half. It won't be very large, but just take the chin toward the throat and away from the throat. So you'll notice that by initiating this movement, you'll feel not only does your face tilt, not only does your head tilt, but feel the back of the head tilting on the floor, so you'll feel this change in weight as the back of the head shifts where it makes contact with the floor beneath you. So play with that idea where you're tilting the head. And as you tilt the head like this, you'll find that the chin comes a little toward the throat and the chin goes a little away from the throat. So sense that movement. Find out where in this movement is it really easy. So you're tilting your chin toward your throat and away from your throat. And that shifts the weight on the back of the head. So there's this rolling line of pressure that moves as the back of the head rolls a little bit on the floor. And observe what you do in your breathing as you're tilting the head like this. So the chin tilts toward the throat, away from the throat. You'll feel the back of the head shifting. And how do you breathe as you make this shifting motion? The back of the head rolling on the floor. Leave that and take a rest. Pause. Please bend your knees, stand your feet. And separate your knees and feet comfortably apart, maybe the width of your shoulders or your hips. And do a movement of putting pressure into the feet. Press a little weight into the feet and listen to what occurs. As you press a little weight into the feet, listen to how the low back gets a little heavier on the floor. So feel that connection, pressing the feet and listening to the low back pressing a bit into the floor. So sense that connection, press the feet, feel the low back press the floor as well. So again, feel that changing pressure. This time it's the low back and that shifting, changing pressure on the length of the low back. So as you press your feet into the floor, you'll feel the low back takes the weight more, the low back takes more weight on the floor. So many times just explore pressing the feet and feeling how that pours some weight into the low back. And listen to your breath here. What do you do? Do you inhale when you press through the feet? Is pressing through the feet when you exhale? Get a sense of, is there a place where you hold your breath when you press through the feet? And you might even move your feet a little bit closer toward your pelvis, or you might move your feet a little away from the pelvis. And notice how that affects the ability of the pelvis to tilt, the ability of the low back to move toward the floor. So all we're doing at this point is both feet are parallel to each other. But you could take both feet a little closer to the pelvis to press the feet, or you could take both feet a little further from the pelvis and press the feet. And you'll notice that depending on where your feet are relative to the pelvis, the amount of weight that presses into the low back and exactly where in the back you press will change. So explore all the possible, comfortable, interesting ways that you can press through the feet. So you press through the feet and listen, observe how that creates a change in what part of the low back presses into the floor. And rest. Pause. Leave that alone. And in your resting, take a moment to observe if there are differences that you sense in how you lie here. Is something a little more comfortable? Do you feel a little more spread out in some way? Notice if anything feels a little bit changed. Please bend both knees, stand both feet. And now, as you exhale, protrude the belly. And then when you inhale, on the inhalation, let the belly come back toward the spine. And each time you exhale, protrude the belly forward. So the belly protrudes forward as you exhale. And then on the inhalation, you allow the belly to come back. So you'll notice when you exhale and protrude the belly, what happens to the back? And then you come back. So each time you protrude the belly as you exhale and listen, can you feel that the back lifts away from the floor? So you're focusing on exhaling and protruding the belly, but notice in the background how also that contributes to the low back lifting away from the floor. So do that many times. Protrude the belly forward as you exhale, and listen to how this can get easier and lighter and simpler and clearer. Now protrude the belly forward as you inhale. So inhale as you protrude the belly. So each time you take an inhalation, the belly's protruding forward. And sense what changes in the organization of your back as you inhale, as the belly protrudes forward. Does this feel easier, more comfortable, less familiar? See if you can sense, how is it different, just organizing the breath differently. The movement's the same, right? The belly's protruding forward, but we're organizing the movement and the breathing differently. And notice how that changes everything. So return to the movement of pressing through the feet now, and notice if there's anything that you observe in, that, is there a difference in how you do this now? Is it lighter, easier, more supple? Is it heavier? See if anything has changed. So press through the feet, and also observe how far up the spine does the movement go. What other parts of you move as you press through the feet? Right? Does the pelvis move? Does something happen in the low back or in the chest? Maybe something happens in the head. Does the head tilt in some way as you press through the feet? Take a break and rest. And listen to how you contact the floor. Listen to your breathing. Sense yourself as you lie here. Please bend both knees, stand both feet. With both knees bent, the feet standing. Return to the movement of tilting the chin toward the throat and taking the chin away from the throat. Return to this movement and notice if there's something lighter about it or heavier, or maybe the movement's a bit larger, or is it easier in some way? So everything we're doing is about learning and improvement. See, has something improved in your ability to tilt the head? And maybe as you tilt the head, is more of you participating? Are there any other parts of you tilting along with the head? Notice that. And combine the movement of the pelvis with the movement of the head. So tilt the back of the head with the pelvis. So now you'll feel that shifting contact with the back of the head as you notice the shifting contact with the back of the pelvis. So let the head tilt towards your throat, away from your throat, as you let the pelvis move, tilt. You'll feel the low back moving toward the throat, toward the floor and away from the floor. So sense that. And then do them together. So move the pelvis and the head in the same direction so that the head tilts toward the throat as the low back lifts away from the floor. And then allow the chin to move away from the throat as the low back presses the floor. So you tilt the head and the pelvis in the same direction and sense the changing contact the back of the head makes with the back of the pelvis. So you'll feel that when the chin is moving away from the throat, that's when the low back presses the floor. When your low back lifts from the floor, that's when your chin is moving toward the throat. So the back of your head rolls and the back of the pelvis. Listen and see if this can become more supple or a little more comfortable. Play with the size of the movement. What's it like to make it smaller or slower? What if you go a little more quickly? What's it like to go quickly? So explore doing this movement quickly. And to assist you in that, in going quickly with it, begin to press through the feet. So press through the feet and just explore this idea. Moshe Feldenkrais, the founder of the Feldenkrais method, in his lessons often said to go quickly without hurrying. So explore that idea of tilting the head and the pelvis by pushing through the feet. And listen this reverberation through the rest of yourself, this tilting motion, this oscillation. So explore oscillating as you push through your feet. Oscillate and push through the feet. You'll notice the chin moving toward the throat and away from the throat. You'll notice the back of the low back pressing a little into the floor and moving away from the floor. And experiment with different speeds, going more quickly, going more slowly, going very slowly. And with each change in speed, is there a change in the breath, the pacing of the breath? Observe that. What do you do differently when you go quickly with the oscillation versus when you go very slowly with the oscillation? Does your breathing rhythm change? Observe that. Leave that alone and rest. Observe your breathing. Notice your chest, the ribs. How do you lie here now? Has something shifted for you? Bend both knees, stand your feet. And look slightly to the right and look slightly to the left. Let the head turn a bit to the right. Let the head turn a bit to the left. So it's this very simple, very small movement of turning the head in one direction and in the other direction. If you go very slowly and if you make a small movement, you'll actually notice more. You'll be able to sense much more than if you go very quickly. So go slowly, very gently, and notice what your preference is. You have a more ease going to the right or more ease going to the left. See if you can sense the difference in yourself. We have these preferences, and what we're learning to do is to notice what they are. And then as we continue with the lesson, you'll notice often that our preferences become less entrenched, and we have more possibilities, more options for other ways of doing things. So notice how well you turn to the right, how well you turn to the left. Get a sense of that. Play with making it easier. And then leave that alone. Remember that and take a break. Rest. Bend both knees, stand both feet. And place your left hand on your forehead. Turn the fingers so the fingers face to the right. And the length of your palm is resting on your forehead. And like this, do nothing with your head and let the arm, let the hand roll the head a little to the right. So a moment ago, we were turning the head to the right and to the left. And this time you're using your arm and your hand to roll the head. And see if by using your arm and your hand, can you do even less in the neck, in the throat, in the chest? Can you let the arm do all the work and allow the head to just receive the movement and sense, how does that change what we're doing, right? So let this movement be very slow and very deliberate. See if you can sense what you do, how much are you working, and can you do less? So the idea is to let the arm and the hand do everything. But you'll notice that it's still, the neck is still participating. So see if you can diminish that more and more. Let the left hand roll the head a little right and a little left. Leave that alone. Take a rest and notice, just rolling the head a bit, is there a difference in the way you make contact with the floor? And now do the same thing. Bend both knees, stand your feet. Do the same thing with the right hand on the forehead. Just play with that easy movement of rolling the head from side to side using the hand. So that the hand rolls the head, the arm and the hand roll the head. And by using the hand to roll the head like this, it leaves the head and the neck to do less efforting. See about softening the throat, the chest, the mouth, the jaw, the neck. See if you can do less work and allow the arm and the hand to do all the work of rolling the head right and left. Leave it, take a break. Pause. Notice how you lie on the floor. See if you can sense a change in contact with the floor. We're doing very simple movements, but notice, is there a change in the tonus of the back? Is there a felt difference in the face or in the neck or the throat, the jaw? Are you softer or lighter somewhere? Once again, bend both knees, stand your feet, and return to the movement of tilting the chin toward the throat and away from the throat. And listen to how the back of the head rolls on the floor as you do that. And see, is the work, is the weight, is the movement distributed a little differently now as you make that movement? Is the movement of tilting the chin toward the throat and away from the throat, has it expanded at all? Is it maybe a little larger or lighter? Notice what's different about it. And bring the feet into it. Press through the feet. And allow the whole back to oscillate. So you're tilting the head together with the pelvis in the same direction. So when you take the chin toward the throat, the low back lifts from the floor. When the low back presses the floor, the chin moves away from the throat. So explore oscillating by pushing through the feet and listening to that reverberation in the spine. Sense the shifting weight across the pelvis, across the back of the head. Listen to what you do in the breath and the breathing. How do you use the breathing as you're pressing through the feet, as you're oscillating? Notice that. And then explore this movement more quickly. So push through the feet, go quickly to make the movement quicker. Notice that the movement, like, make the movement, the actual movement, smaller. So make the movement smaller and quicker. And see if you can go quickly without hurrying or rushing, right? Which means, can you let the breath stay even? Can you allow your mouth and your jaw and your neck to stay soft and free as you go quickly? Or what do you tense or work? Right? See about moving your attention to observe where you're working extra hard and press through the feet quickly to oscillate yourself. Now as you continue this oscillation, now begin to turn the head a bit to the right, very slowly. So the oscillation, the up and down oscillation is very quick, but you're rolling the head very slowly to the right, and then coming back to the middle, and then rolling the head very slowly to the left. But you'll notice as soon as you roll the head slowly, that the oscillation wants to slow down to speed at the same rate of the turning of the head. See if you can allow the oscillation to remain very quick and allow the head to turn very slowly. And to get this idea, place the right hand on the forehead and use the hand to maybe turn the head slowly right and left as you quickly oscillate. So you'll notice there's a zigzag pattern being drawn on the floor behind the head. So as slowly as possible, allow the head, well, using the hand, you're rolling the head right and left. But this quick oscillation, pushing through the feet, so the head and the pelvis are, right, tilting toward and away from the throat and the floor. Play with that movement. But now you're adding to that, rolling the head a little to the right, rolling the head a little to the left. And all the while noticing, do you hold your breath at a certain point? Do you clench your jaw? Seeing if you can do less of the sort of parasitic movements. And just smoothly, slowly, quietly use the hand. Maybe switch hands now. So place your right hand on the forehead and roll the head right and left using the hand very slowly as you oscillate quickly. The oscillation is that up and down. The oscillation is that low back moving toward the floor, away from the floor. The chin moving toward the throat, away from the throat. The back of the head, the back of the pelvis tilting on the floor. As you use the hand to roll the head slowly right and left. So you'll feel that this emerging zigzag pattern, but you're looking for a very dense zigzag. Right, because the head is going so slowly to the side that the zig and the zagging is happening very close. It's very dense. If it were paint, it would be almost a solid line. Right, because the peaks of the zigzag are so close together. Play with this, leave it all alone, rest on your back. Pause. Notice what's different. What's different in how you lie on the floor? What do you observe about the parts of you that contact the floor? Is there some difference in your breathing? Is anything heavier or longer or more spread out? How about your attention? Is your attention more spread out in some way? See if you notice differences as you lie here. We'll continue this lesson. We'll continue it next week.
do another installment. This is something you can return to and continue to play with. It's a really rich lesson. Notice how you lie here. Bring it to sitting. When you're ready, come to standing.